Crossfade. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's a Daily Talk Show episode 257.
Is it? Yeah, 57. 7 a.m. in Cape Town.
Thank you for that. The reason you bring it up is because Bernard sent us an email.
Yeah, that was nice of him. This is exactly what I wanted. I remember back in the day when people used Facebook, when I was on radio in Shepherd, and we would post up something, say, where are you? What's your view right now?
And what would they post?
Wanking on the toilet. No. Like on the farm, milking cows, like where are you listening from? So it was like a specific moment.
Was it really a lot of – so for people who don't know, Tommy, you used to work in regional radio.
Yeah, regional.
Which is basically a way of saying in the country.
Yeah, so a couple of hours outside of a major city.
Mm-hmm.
Shepparton's a northern town, quite big. We used to call it regional. People who live in towns outside of capital cities, they don't see their – situation all the time as
regional.
City slickers do. So, yeah.
But that was actually something like farmers were a key audience.
100%. We had like, dudes on milk station, like cattle farms milking up at 4 a.m. We would be, their morning entertainment. And, yeah, who else was there? Like shift workers.
Would you avoid?
Fruit packers from SBC.
They're like doing canned fruits.
Yeah, canned.
And stuff.
There's a fruitery up there, and so there was. Yeah.
What about? Would you avoid talking about, say, almond milk is very in, oat milk is very in Los Angeles? Would you avoid talking about these milks to not piss off your listeners?
Not at all, because that shit, no one was in. Soy was the only one people were into.
Okay.
What was that? 2015, 2016. There's a real insurgence of hipster milks.
Did you work out, was there anything specific that that you had city vibes that you didn't realise until you came into Shepparton that you're like, actually, this is very city boy of me, and you slowly weaned it off?
There's some cool places there, like cool, hip, progressive people in towns. Like the cafes are now like Melbourne cafes.
But was there any prejudice where people were like, oh, you're just a city boy?
Well, yeah, because they know that you come from – to become a local in a regional town, like it was always a joke of like, well, we're locals. It's like, no, you're not. 20 years, 20 plus years.
Who would say no, you're not?
Just locals?
Yeah.
No, you're not. Unless you're born there, no, you're not.
So we got an email from Bernard. Why is it an email that you always were seeking?
Oh, because he's sent through a photo of where he's listening from. I'm not sure if that's Cradle Mountain, Table Mountain. It's in Cape Town, South Africa. So there is Table Mountain, I think it's
like
called.
Like Casey Neistat always does that drone stuff, yeah?
Yeah, so he's listening on Spotify with a photo. It's looking up to this big mountain. Mm-hmm. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, also got an email from Josie.
Yeah.
She's listening to us in Queensland.
We asked yesterday where you're listening from. Mm-hmm. And so Josie, I cannot pronounce the name. I mean, it looks like Weepy. Weeper. Weeper.
Weeper, Queensland.
Weeper, Queensland. Never heard of it, but yeah. Weeper, Queensland. Thank you for listening and thank you for emailing us. It's nice to know.
It is.
It's nice to know where we are. So today we're videoing this.
Mm-hmm.
Something a bit different. We're trying it. So I think let's just put this straight up onto Reddit.
No, stop committing to
you
don't Reddit.
Like, nah, mate, you're the one who – we're done
I'm
for
done,
Reddit?
I'm done with Reddit.
Starts Reddit, finishes
now,
Reddit.
Now, ICOz did a comment and said – the key is you need to be consistent.
Okay.
Okay, ICOz. I'll consistently not fucking post. No, I think that's the actual answer. I think not posting is better because I don't think we can be consistent.
Yeah.
Because I'm not on social media.
It was at the end of your breakdown.
Do you remember? Well, there's a big fucking
breakdown
difference.
Or breakthrough?
There's a big difference between retiring from social media and a fucking breakdown. Yeah, it wasn't a breakdown.
Is there a difference between a breakdown and a breakthrough?
It's the equivalent of me saying that I broke a record for speed and you said that I broke down. Very different.
Nah.
I was going as fast.
Well, that's the thing. I think it's like, I think the exodus from social media comes from a outrageousness that you've identified in your own behavior. So you've stopped using social media, but towards the end, it's ramping up. Reddit, I didn't, like, that was one thing that you committed to, which, like,
it's easy for me to commit to.
It's easy if you...
it's the equivalent of, I was part of some very extreme religion.
Yes.
I've left the religion and you're still on it and you're like, ha, 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 you're an idiot. You've got, Josh has gone a bit crazy, everyone. But in real life, you're the crazy one.
Or you're the extremist that's left now.
Wait, how did I
actually? Because I don't think I'm extreme, right? Like, I don't think I'm going, get back on, you need to. I'm just like, I'm just a part of the club.
I don't stand by. I think the extremist thing would be doubling down.
Yeah, yeah. We almost did towards the end. You almost wanted to towards the end.
An extreme move would be me saying, I'm starting my own social network.
Yeah, true.
I haven't done that. Anyway, how did we even get to that?
Yeah, so we're shutting down Reddit. You've shut it down. Well, have you shut it down?
Well, this is the thing. Who was in charge of posting? We were going to post every single episode.
Mason, Mr. 97. Well, to be fair, to be fair, you created something and then handballed a fucking task off to me to do. So
it's pretty low level.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't like, it's funny. I don't know. We're trying to work this out. This is the whole thing of filming this episode. We're trying to work shit out.
Yeah.
And you only work shit out by doing it. So we're having realizations as we go.
And so what's the pushback? Because I think that if you'd been posting that every episode to Reddit,
I think it's just like, that's like tweeting every episode. I could be tweeting it. Actually, I do tweet every episode because it's automated. Mm. So I could have automated it.
Because I go on the Daily Talk Show's Twitter and I see sometimes you get like favourites from people.
So I automatically, if this, then that. So we could just leave it there and then I, if this, then that, every episode, which does it work? I don't know. Mm. Like, is that a productive approach?
Well, then people could comment. The thing, the key is that you're actually there to respond.
Mm. Well, no, you could be there to respond, but the post
as in
the posting,
I could be.
No, we could be.
Okay.
But here's the hard thing.
Okay.
What happens when one half of the show leaves social media, but you still
more than the current half that's left?
No, when you've got two people who are on social media and you've got a show like this and one person leaves, what happens?
Well, that's very passive-aggressive because you know that I did that.
But what happens? What's the decision? I think that's the hard bit.
Yeah. I spoke to you about it though. It was a clear, like, I'm not going to do this sort of thing. So then it became, we need to be clear on, is this important or is it not important?
Mm. And Reddit just kind of happened.
Mm.
It was all of a sudden we were on Reddit and we're getting trolled by BK.
Yeah.
So, I mean, from the start. So I don't know. I mean, is this a discussion to have not on the show?
I know. I think this is great. I think everyone's loving it. What's the...
I'll tell you about something that happened last night.
Well, first of all...
What are you...
Your New Year's resolutions, how are they going?
Yeah, good. Training every second day.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some writing.
How much writing are you doing?
Every morning.
Are you sticking to it?
Well, I was writing and then you came with your friend yesterday to sit down with me as I was writing. So I only got – actually, I finished it. I finished that.
Mm.
And then – I mean, this is the thing. You battle against
– me, by the sense. Sounds like it's always – has anyone noticed that it's always me? That
well, I
you
think
can't,
you battle against
your goals?
Things that happen around you. It's like – it's almost like the chips are against us.
Mm-hmm.
The odds are against us and you have to try and win each of these little things. So I will. I've still got time to write today and then I'll do it tomorrow. So it's been good. And then, yeah.
Well, I tried not to call it morning pages because I knew that I couldn't commit to doing it in the morning.
And that's the thing. You can be disappointed if you don't actually hit your...
Well, Brie asked me. She said, did you do your writing?
Yeah. And
I hadn't.
Yeah.
And I haven't. But the thing is, like... What I'm thinking is maybe the idea is if you have five goals, if you create five knowing that three of them are going to end up hitting the cutting room floor, you're still better off.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Maybe. Or do you think people are eye rolling right now because I went so gung-ho on it? Gung-ho?
Yeah, probably. Gung-ho. I say gung, but then again, I used to also say in the wars. I used to say in the walls, and the saying's in the wars, and I thought it was because you'd bump into walls.
So gung-ho is an English term. So I spelt it right, G-U-N-G dash H-O. Gung-ho, I did say that I wanted to do a word each day, is its English term with the current meaning of enthusiastic or overzealous.
It's good. So you were gung-ho.
Yeah, so I...
But I think you... Yeah, I think it's okay to be gung-ho. I think that's motivation at the start. Mm. You're very motivated to get through your five goals that you've set out for the year to start. So, yeah, it is interesting.
And the other thing too is like another one for me is walking an hour a day. And I've been doing that pretty well.
Yeah. Here's the thing though. I worry. I worry about that. Like I see... It's like your mate who sets out fucking. I'm walking Mount Everest, and you're like, oh, bro,
you're gonna have to climb.
You
want to
say, go for it, bro. But then you're like, oh, he's fucked.
But I used to walk 2 hours every day.
It doesn't matter. I used to fucking be training 6 days a week in the gym, lifting heavy weights. Not me anymore.
Do you really think that there's a difference?
I think there is who you used to be and who you are now, and to get back to that.
And person, I'm no longer a walker.
No, but I worry about the hour, the amount of time with pages, with reading 50 pages.
Well, that's why I can't do the. That's why I think
training with me.
I think the first thing to be cut is potentially the. I need to work out how to be efficient with the daily pages.
Yeah. So we are, 8 days into the new year?
Face ID. Can we just talk about Face ID?
It's fucking amazing.
Tommy trying to get to his fucking phone then.
I just used Face ID.
The video.
I was doing this.
It took you 4 minutes.
Because I did that and then I just look over.
Yeah, see.
Done. Easy. I hate these people who are pushing back on iPhone 10s. You're monsters. It's a great phone and it's the best phone I've ever had. Anyway, we're 9 days in and we're already culling. We're working out what isn't working. So the walking an hour a day, all I will say is, I mean, we project when we hear other people's goals because you're like, fuck, could I do that? Mm. And it's like, wow, there's a lot of time.
What goals have you heard?
Well, no, just the walking one is like an hour a day if you're doing that each day. The training with me every like 3 times a week, there's another 45 minutes. There's an hour and 45. Mm-hmm. Reading 50 minutes is how much?
50 pages.
50 pages,
an hour 2 hours. And a half.
Okay, so let's just say be generous. Be like an hour, let's say an hour. So okay, if you stick to it for an hour, there's 2 hours and 45 minutes. And then morning pages is another 30 minutes, 2 hours, you know, fucking you're edging up towards 4 hours with the other ones.
But think about how much time you spend on social media.
Not 4 hours a day, 100%. So what I'm saying is, and I'm not talking you out of them, but if you were to calculate before you went into a goal for whoever you are about the legitimate time plus an 8 hour work day.
What would you cull?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Mr. 97, can you pass my phone, please?
So you got 12 hours, not including travel to work time.
So if we were to have a look at my goals and we had to, we're culling some of them.
Yeah, so 9 days in.
Okay, 9 days in. I think it's a good time to cull. This is why I like starting them early before. January, so that by the time it's January, I don't. Can you hear that screaming? Is someone screaming?
Yeah, you probably can't hear it
from the strippers.
There is a pole dancing academy right next door to us.
It
anyway,
is
Okay, so daily.
So my daily was write a daily page in this book at home.
Okay,
so I missed 2 days.
Yeah.
Plus the weekend, 4 days.
Not the end of the world.
Okay,
you could keep it going.
None of this, to be clear, will be the end of the world.
Yeah. Next one.
Read 50 pages of a book.
Yeah, that's up there with the hour of walking a day in my mind. Of like, that's a solid reading session. Like I fall asleep when I read at night. 10 pages, I'm like, I'm fucking done. Mm-hmm. I'm done. It's hard to keep stay stimulated.
So you never know what happens to Spot.
I haven't finished Spot ever.
Spot is a kid's book for people playing at home. Yeah.
I only read the kid's book, is what Tosh is saying.
Walk 1 hour straight without stopping.
Yeah.
This was a contentious issue with Bree because Bree and I went walking and she we had a blow up on January 2, I think.
Yep. So we're 9 days in, we're culling. Two days in, there was
conflict because Bree said, can you slow down? Yeah. And I took that. It was a bit of an attack on my goal. I said, no, yeah. I can't slow down.
Yeah.
This is the problem. Everyone's trying to tell me to slow down. I can't do my goals. But what I need right now is to do them, which is annoying because one of my sort of intangible, not listed goal was to have a great relationship with Brie.
True.
So I probably should have just slowed down. I forgot about this one. See, because there's a thing at the bottom that says read this above list every day. This is why you need to.
And this is the first time in 9 days?
Second.
You did this on the second or first?
No, I did this on the first, but the thing is that the first few days was very easy. Send one email to someone I care about.
Mm. You've got to stop emailing me.
So I've sort of been doing it, but they've been, the same people. It's sort of responding back to the people
Okay, being nice to yourself, what's the learning 9 days in to this approach to setting goals? Because I could look at it and go, the learning could be to maybe do some calculation. Calculations around the actual time input on your life that goes into work, travel time, 30 minutes each way to work maybe. So there's
the one that I push back on against your issues is the walking. I think the walking is a piece of piss.
Have you considered the exercise stuff? So do you need to be – we do a heavy weight session. Do you need to be walking that day? Is there – because if the goal was every day move and that could look like training, walking. But that could look like – so you set perimeters around what the specific – so my goal is every second day, I cannot miss a training session 2 days in a row.
I reckon that's the reason why people fail, or it's why they don't necessarily get the results they want, is because they don't put a circle around it. And so it's like, walk every day or walk more every day or drink more water, or all of these things aren't actually specific enough.
So my specific goal around the exercise thing is, and this is a bit different because I have exercised a lot in my life and I'm just
I've walked a lot.
Picking up.
I reckon I've probably, if you were to average out days, my life, I've spent an hour a day walking.
Yeah. And so
I used to do on weekends, I would walk half a marathon on Saturday. Are you impressed by that?
The caveat is on my goal of every second day, walking's not included. So for me, not for you.
For exercise.
It's not classed as exercise for me.
Yeah.
I have to sweat. Uh-huh. I have to break a sweat.
I'm sweating now.
Yeah, you are. We've got lights in front of us and the camera's in front of us.
So I've ticked it.
You're sweating.
And I haven't actually moved. So that's not going to work.
Heart rate is one thing.
Heart rate? What should my heart rate be?
I don't know what yours needs to be.
Yeah, but that's
your
specific.
220 take away your age equals maximum heart rate. Mm. And so
I should hit my maximum heart rate how often?
You could, maybe this is a thing, within an exercise session, you need to hit your maximum heart rate once.
Can everyone, hi at thedailytalkshow.com if people think Tommy's wrong about this walking thing.
Hang on, but I'm not, it's not about for anyone else. If you want to walk an hour a day, go for it. All I was saying was,
for me,
it's like your mate who's saying he's walking Mount Kilimanjaro and you're like, fucking sick, bro.
I reckon walking an hour.
Does he know what he's got himself into?
I think walking an hour a day is easier.
There's a reason 9 days in we're having a conversation about how you haven't hit all your goals.
But not walking. The walking one's been able to happen.
That's cool.
And so
I have no pushback on it. My thinking is, fuck, dude, that's a lot to cram into when we're doing a heavyweight session, when you've got writing a book, when you've got all these things I'm saying.
I know, but I think the difference between walking an hour and making sure that you hit a heart rate of 180.
No, but I'm not saying that. You were going, what could I do? And I'm like,
but I reckon that solution
had nothing to do with.
But I reckon that solution more complicated.
But you pushed me into the corner to give you a fucking solution. I never said stop walking. Maybe it's something you could do as well. I don't know.
No, but then so you're asking to add to my plate.
But okay. I'm not adding, I'm not fucking telling you to stop, I'm not adding in anything. So keep doing it. I don't even know how you painted me into a corner where I'm telling you to get your heart rate up.
I don't have any paint. Right. So do we want to know my weekly goals?
No,
are we done with
definitely
this?
Definitely not. So I'll tell you about what happened last night. So last night, woken up, it was fucking annoying. You know when you wake up and you're like, fuck, what time is it? Is it 5 a.m.?
I had that the other day. I thought it was like 4 a.m. and Brie and I have been getting up at 5. I said to Brie, oh, what's the time? She looked and she said, 11:30.
Yeah. I was like, dude, yes. It was 11:30. Exactly 11:30 last night.
Maybe this has got something. Conspiracy Jimmery?
Yeah.
Conspiracy Jimmy has been getting into, he said, oh, mate. He has a T-shirt that says 17:17.
7777, is it? Or 17? I thought it was 7777.
Oh, maybe 7777. And he said, oh, do you know anything about numerology?
Oh, of course I did.
And I was like, oh, no, not really. He started explaining it. And then I said, oh, it's sort of like 1111. He goes, how do you know about 1111?
The best thing about Conspiracy Jimmy is he's well into conspiracies but believes in numerology, yeah. Which could – I mean, it's not conspiracy, but he – like, that's what I love about him. He's got this depth in this spiritual sense but then also has pushback on so much shit, which I love.
Well, the interesting bit, though, was – that he had this reaction as if I'd known something that was some secret. I said, oh, no, when I look – I know that Jimmy's very excited about it when all he says is, Google it, man. Google it. But I was saying, yeah, I constantly look at the clock and it will say 11:11.
That happens a lot. But I think that's the power of thought. It's like you attract.
It's a coincidence.
Yeah.
It's like when you buy a red car.
Well, yeah. It's weird. I mean, how many people have said that? It's 11:11. So anyway, it was 11:30. So I'm in my bed and I'm fucking listening. All I hear is this.
Really?
So I hope that sound effect came through.
Yeah, I think so. It was like a squeaking sound for people.
It was either a child jumping on a bed or a dude upstairs above us. So directly like our bedroom. A dude and a woman, because there is a man and a woman that live in this house, and they were having special time. But this is, so they're a neighbour that I like. You know, the neighbour, it's the thought. It's the 11:11. It's the attracting something. You're going to see something bad happen, or you're going to see an annoying behaviour because you're looking for an annoying behaviour because they're an annoying neighbour.
Okay.
It's like the bin's fucked. It's like those fuckers. Like, and then you see him doing something like that motherfucker. You know, so it's like
they have time to have sex,
yep,
but don't have time to remove the milk carton from the bin.
Definitely. That is one thing that pisses me off.
But so what was your – because Bree and I have heard – when we were in Europe,
yeah,
we heard some full, like, craziness coming. Yeah. And we were just like
– apartment block living, you almost stop and listen. There's a difference because I've heard them when they're drunk and I've heard them when they're not drunk.
What does that mean?
There's volume is
an intensity.
Up 1,000% on a Saturday night late. And apartment living, they're right above us. It's like in what I find funny, it's probably very immature to think, I always thought in high-rise buildings where the buildings are all the rooms are all the same, you're on a toilet, there's 100 toilets below you.
So you're just shitting
everyone's
on
shitting on each other.
It's a big shitty centipede or whatever.
So just blonk, blonk. Anyway. So that was one thing.
Imagine being on ground level.
I've got no problem. Like, do what you want. Fucking close the window. Just settle it down.
So that's why it was because the window was open. That's why you could hear it.
My window was open. They don't have double glaze because I used to live in their apartment. Uh-huh. And so I was listening and I was like, oh, fuck. And then it sort of all stopped. But this is the annoying bit because I've been thinking about saying something to them and not about the sex thing. It was the classic finished. There was no real climax. It sounded like it just fucking ended. She was disappointed. Sounded like she was disappointed. It was just like, and then it was all over. And then I just get this huge waft of smoke. He would have been out just fucking proud of himself, just punching a durry on the balcony. And here's the thing. I don't know which one it is, he or she, whatever, they've been smoking and it's just, for some reason, our house and our windows and our apartment have been like a suction. It's like he's on the balcony, which was on the corner of the building.
From all your heavy breathing for getting so upset with it all.
No, man, it's like Amy woke up. She's like, is that smoke?
So she woke up after the sex?
Well, I woke up and then I nudged her and was like, can you hear that? You hear that? going at it.
Is there any arousal from you in the idea of other people having sex?
I mean, it
sort of puts the pressure on a little bit. I know that I can say that potentially Bree and I
are having a better time than you've ever had. And you're like, fuck, he's performing, she's enjoying, and that sounds nothing like us. There is a slight comparison, I will admit that. It's like,
so do you think? So there was a little bit of like, Amy.
Yeah,
Amy, can you hear
to be honest, majority of people I've heard, I've thought to myself, what the fuck's going on in there? It's either I'm full conservative or they're fucking full-blown, you know, they're full-blown in many ways. But anyway, because I've now got a child to think about and I haven't – and I wasn't going to – I don't think I would have said anything prior to a child, but Bodhi's window, my son, it's open. And so the suction goes in. I'm just like here's the approach that I wanted to get your thoughts on. Can I go up and just say, it's not saying stop what you're doing, stop smoking on the balcony. Mm-hmm. It's just going, hey guys.
After you guys were fucking.
Yeah, it really came to light after you were fucking because I couldn't go back to sleep after that.
Yeah.
When you smoke on the balcony, it sucks into our apartment and especially into my son, my baby boy's room.
You're after fuck Siggy.
Yeah.
Son.
And so if I just said that and if they say, oh, okay. I said, yeah. And so rather than saying, fuckers, you're going to legit fuckers, stop this, just saying, hey, this is what happens.
So it was last night?
Last night. Hey, yeah, so last night around 11, so around about 11:41.
Wednesday.
After the 10-minute session, there was some smoke.
So 10 minutes, do you reckon?
Yeah, it would have been about 10 minutes because I got back to sleep pretty soon. I did. I looked at my time again. I was like, I'm going back. Stopwatch. No, I didn't. But do you think that's a good tact to approach the
fuckers?
Feel
like the need. I reckon I'd probably – I'm pretty non-confrontational.
You so shut the
I'd
probably, shut
oh,
the windows?
I would move apartments.
That's excessive. And I've got a fucking child.
And so
it's annoying.
You didn't
to do
really
that.
Fully answer the – so the whole – the whole thing about like when you hear people having sex, the pressure.
Sure you – yeah. I mean this that was my answer that you can – The curse of comparison. You can be listening and going, judging yourself, judging the situation. I didn't, but I did think about it.
What did you and Amy have a? Have
she
you
was
guys
asleep. She was asleep.
Okay.
She was asleep, but she was a. She.
But you're still.
I
like,
woke her up, but she, like, she's a deep sleeper. So, but the other time it was outrageous.
And so, what do you remember? What was the conversation you and Amy had?
Nothing. No,
so you just sort of like, silence, just like.
What? The conversation wasn't, why don't we sound like that?
Oh, no, but you could also, were you commentating about like, wow, can you hear that?
Yeah, it was outrageous.
Because I remember Bree and I,
there was that conversation.
When we were in Europe, the it was, where was it? Was it like Germany or whatever?
Because we're filming.
We've got 37 seconds.
Yes.
We'll have to keep the rest of the sex stories for another day.
So I'm not going to go and knock on their door. You don't think
no,
I should?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Have you got any theory on these sex stories? Is it the whole comparison thing? Have you been? Have you gotten to a point where you've had to tell a neighbour, guys, can you stop having your after sex?
Stop doing the thing. There was a guy downstairs that did the same. And there was noise. Like, we didn't hear it, but our other neighbours were like, oh, my
they
God,
talk about
did
it.
You hear it? Oh, my God.
All right, we've got to go. It's a Daily Talk Show.
Where's this going? YouTube. Let's put it on our YouTube.
YouTube.com/The Daily Talk Show. Please subscribe.
Yes.
Have a good one, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Trevor, tomorrow.
Yes.
From CES.
Bye.
Catch you. Bye.